Hey there, lovelies. It's Swellogy, and I'm back again, only this time we're straying away from, I guess, the wild, the wild and the naughty audio, to go into a book that I just finished reading today. And I kind of wanted to read some passages that really stood out to me, partially for my future reference, and also because I feel like they're universally applicable. So, the book, first of all, is Flowers for Algernon by Daniel Keyes. My voice went away. And some of you have probably already heard of this book before. I think it's used in high schools for plays, or there's like shortened, excerpted versions of it. Excerpted versions of it in like English textbooks, which is actually where I also first encountered it. But I hadn't gotten a chance to read the book in its entirety until about 2 weeks ago. And as for those of you who haven't heard of it, Flowers for Algernon, the summary is our main protagonist, Charlie Gordon, he's considered mentally retarded. And he undergoes a surgery that essentially triples his IQ. But unfortunately, the results of the procedure are not permanent, and so the book is written from Charlie's perspective, and it begins, well, essentially it's just a bunch of journal entries, like diary entries, that he labels as progress reports, from the very beginning, you know, when he's starting at IQ 65, to the middle, when he's like IQ 180 something, and then, you know, as we go up, all things also must come down, and I don't know, man, I just emotionally eviscerated. I was completely ruined. I had a good cry. I keep thinking about it. I'm probably gonna be in a funk for the rest of next week just because of the effects of this book. And without further ado, I guess I'll get started. So I think the first one is when Charlie's already at, you know, the top of his game. And even though he's intelligently mature, he emotionally is not there yet. And so he kind of finds himself going out late at night and just wandering the streets of New York City. Okay, here goes. Then, in a sudden intuition, I knew it wasn't the movies I wanted, but the audiences. I wanted to be with the people around me in the darkness. Not just being close, because I don't feel it in a crowded elevator or on the subway during the rush, but on a hot night when everyone's out walking or sitting in the theater, there's a rustling, and for a moment I brush against someone and sense the connection between the branch and the trunk and the deep root. At such moments, my flesh is thin and tight, and the unbearable hunger to be part of it drives me out to search in the dark corners and blind alleys of the night. I think this particular passage really encaptures what I definitely feel from time to time. You know, like when you're struck with a sense of restlessness. It's not completely loneliness. But at the same time, being alone in your room at the end of the day, like the thought of it is, it's almost smothering. And being able to just go out and be in the middle of a crowd and enjoy that type of movement and energy around you is something that I definitely crave every once in a while. Okay, next passage. Mm-hmm. If I can find it. I guess I can't find it. Where did it go? I dog-eared it. It's about love, specifically. Ah, here it is. So Charlie, he has one love. One main love, I should say, in this book. And this is what he has to say about it. I don't want to say too much without giving it away. I don't pretend to understand the mystery of love, but this time it was more than sex, more than using a woman's body. It was being lifted off the earth, outside fear and torment, being part of something greater than myself. I was lifted out of the dark cell of my own mind to become part of someone else, just as I had experienced it that day on the couch in therapy. It was the first step outward to the universe, beyond the universe, because in it and with it, we merged to recreate and perpetuate the human spirit, expanding and bursting outward and contracting and forming inward. It was the rhythm of being, of breathing, of heartbeat, of day and night, and the rhythm of our bodies set off an echo in my mind. It was the way it had been back there in that strange vision. The gray murk lifted from my mind, and through it the light pierced into my brain. How strange that light should blind, and my body was absorbed back into a great sea of space, washed under in a strange baptism. My body shuddered with giving, and her body shuddered its acceptance. This was the way we loved, until the night became a silent day. And as I lay there with her, I could see how important physical love was, how necessary it was for us to be in each other's arms, giving and taking. The universe was exploding, each particle away from the next, hurtling us into dark and lonely space, eternally tearing us away from each other, child out of the womb, friend away from friend, moving from each other, each through his own pathway toward the goal box of solitary death. But this was the counterweight, the act of binding and holding. As when men, to keep from being swept overboard in the storm, clutch at each other's hands to resist being torn apart, so our bodies fused a link in the human chain that kept us from being swept into nothing. I don't know. It just messes me up. I think, you know, personally, that to me is what sex is supposed to be. You know, what two bodies coming together is supposed to add up to. You know, the summation of flesh and skin and moans and bodily fluids, you know, like the act itself, it's kind of gross if you think about it. But at the same time, there's something so intrinsic to it, like so primal and relatable and universal and intimate about, you know, this act, that to me makes it wholly unique compared to anything else. I think it's good that we, well, no, I don't know, good's kind of a lame adjective. You know, Gone Wild Audio, I think part of it is, part of the reason why I post on it is also because you can, like, live out these ideas of fantasy. But ultimately, it's the vulnerability. And it's, you know, it's what this passage talks about, this idea that we're born into this world and everything's tearing us apart. But in the end, like, we grapple against it by holding each other. And I thought that that was just so poignant. Makes me all emotional and stuff. God. Emotions. Okay. But yeah, those were the two passages that really struck a chord with me in this book. And I will stop rambling. Thanks for listening, guys.